See, before I get into the text, there was a question that I was supposed to answer. The question about Jnana Chakshu. There's a lot of stuff going around about what is Jnana Chakshu. It is used in two different meanings. One is Vedantic, other is non-Vedantic meaning. Very often used from some schools of yoga, Shiva Sutras, those areas. Also, a lot of New Age thinking, where you talk about the third eye and everything, as Jnana Chakshu. Your Ajna Chakra. Does it exist? Yeah, it exists. As much as any of the Mithya things in the world exists, the table, the chair, etc. Similarly, this also exists. Okay. Part of the Mithya world. So, there are certain discipline, exercise, etc. regarding that. What does it help you? Become more intuitive, get insights into life, etc. Fine. Does intuition exist? Yes. Is it a pramana? Means of knowledge?
No.
No. Intuition is there. It's not a means of knowledge. But intuitively you know a few things. Which you have to, after that, verify whether it is true or not. So, in the way it is used like this, it is meant for only these things. Self-knowledge you will not get through your third eye. There, when Vedantins use the term Jnana Chakshu, we mean Jnanam Eva Chakshuhu Jnana Chakshuhu. Knowledge itself is your eye. Like we are sitting here and talking. A young girl walks in. And sits in one of the chairs. I look at the girl and says, very fair girl. Sunita looks at the same girl and says, "Arey yaar, ye to bahut anemic hai." The anemic girl. Sunita or Dr. Israni will look at the same girl and say, anemic girl. Where I saw a fair girl, how did they see anemic girl?
Point of view.
What they knew about medical facts, that the complexion was too sallow, too pale, which normally reflects lack of iron content, less RBC count, therefore anemia. Their knowledge made them see more than what is evident to people. What is evident is the skin color. How you interpret it? The color means what? The color stands for something. You see, that is what that difference is in terms of knowledge. That medical knowledge gave them that idea, that gave them the understanding, which you and I don't have the medicine knowledge, therefore we don't know, we think fair girl. Are you getting the idea? That knowledge makes you see something which is not evident to everyone. Therefore, when Vedanta we say Jnana Chakshu, we meet in this context. In your understanding, you will look at the same world and you see nothing but Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahman. The same world you will look. Others will say world. Why? Because they don't have the knowledge. You have the knowledge. You look at the same world and say Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. Then what is world? Nama Rupa. This is the way Vedanta uses the word Jnana Chakshu. Not in any other way. Jnanam eva chakshuhu. The knowledge itself becomes your eye. Why? Because you can see only what your mind knows. Yeah, it's true. Remember my example of my American friend coming and saying, you sit on low tables, you eat on very low tables, he said. Why? He mistook a pot for a table. He didn't see a pot because he doesn't know what a pot is. He only knows table. So he sat on it. When he saw that pot, which is actually meant to sit on in Maharashtrian homes, traditional Maharashtrian home, he thought it was a table. Why? Because I can see only what the mind knows. So similarly here, jnanameva chakshuhu. Jnanameva chakshuhu. Your knowledge is your eye. Why? Because Brahman is not available for physical eyes to see. Why not? Why is not available? Why is not Brahman not available for your physical eyes? It's not an object. An object can be seen. A form can be seen. Brahman is formless. He can't be seen. Neither by your physical eyes nor by your third eye it can be seen. Why? It's not a form. It's not a form. Understand? It's not a form. No, but with my third eye, I saw other things. All those that you see will be forms. I saw an accident taking place, I'm sure it will take place. Form, correct? Two forms colliding together. One form not surviving. Because one form was human being, another form was car. I dekha me, correct? Two forms you saw. Brahman is formless. Even with your third eye, you will not see it. If it exists. I think it does. Fair enough. Mithya. In Mithya, anything is possible, so it's okay. So jnana meva chakshu. Take it like this. Any other interpretation of jnana chakshu for Vedanta will not work. That's why he said, Vedanto nama Upanishad pramanam. Vedanta is a pramana to know the truth. What is known by one pramana cannot be known by another pramana. Need not be known by another pramana. That's the uniqueness of a pramana. It is validated by itself, not by anything else. Your eye sees color. Arey yaar, Swamiji, naya dress banaya. Eye sees the color. Not its usual color. Now your eyes are seeing it in this color. Do you need to validate this color through something else? Hearing? Smelling? Ye color ka smell kaisa hota? You can't. What one pramana gives you, another pramana cannot. So what the Upanishad gives you, only the Upanishad gives you, nothing else. And how does it give you? He is talking about all the lakshanas. Which was the last verse we saw? 68. One?
168.
169. Yeah. The Jaha Jaha Lakshana or the Bhagityaga Lakshana we have to do today. Correct? Okay. Because remember, the Pramana is Tattvamasi. I think we'll see this. Anyway. So, in this Tattvamasi section, remember, in that section, the Pramana is saying Tattvamasi. How are you going to understand it is the question. What we saw elaborately last time, which I summed up also last time after the whole class, was neither Jahal Lakshana, where you give up the word, will make sense, nor Ajahal Lakshana, where you bring in something else will make sense as far as Tattvamasi is concerned. Because in Tattvamasi, there is an inherent contradiction there. How can I be Ishvara is a contradiction. Because Tat is Jagat Karnam Brahman. Brahman, that's the cause of the whole world. Tvam is me. The guy is sitting in front and listening to the teacher. So how can I be Ishvara is a natural question. Now he is giving the example and saying it. Tasmadyatha soyam devadattaha इति वाक्यं तदर्थवा तत्काल एतत्काल विशिष्टदेवदत्तलक्षणस्य वाक्यार्थस्य अंशे विरोधः अविरुद्धः तत्काल एतत्काल विशिष्टांशं परित्यज्य अविरुद्धं देवतांशं मात्रं लक्षयति तथा तत्त्वमसि इति वाक्यं तदर्थो वा परोक्षत्व अपरोक्षत्वादि विशिष्य चैतन्यं एकत्व लक्षणस्य वाक्यार्थस्य अंशे विरुद्ध अविरुद्ध परोक्षत्व अपरोक्षत्व विशिष्ट अंश परित्यज्य अविरुद्धं अखंडं चैतन्यं मात्रं लक्षयति इति ओके तस्मात् यथा ही सेज़ सो ही इज हैंडलिंग द एग्जांपल फर्स्ट सोयम देवदत्तः इति वाक्यम द सेंटेंस सोयम देवदत्तः दैट इज दिस देवदत्त लाइक हाउ आई एक्सप्लेन द ऋषिकेश एग्जांपल सोहम राम मोहन इति इट हैपेंड विद माय गुरु आल्सो विद पूज्य स्वामीजी आल्सो दिस फॉरेनर केम टू हिम in Rishikesh and he was talking and things like that. And then after a few days of staying there and listening to Swamiji, he said, Swamiji, I heard of a great teacher in Rishikesh. Somebody had referred. He said, who? He said, there was someone called Rambachan. He recommended, I want to meet him also. I said, and why do you want to meet him? He says, no, Rambachan has recommended. Now, Rambachan is Swamiji's story, okay? recommended. His name is Swami Dayananda. I've heard he's a good teacher. And Swamiji says, hey, are you not happy with me? Am I not a good enough teacher for you? No, you're good. But because this person has recommended, I want to meet this Swami Dayananda as well. and all these 3 days he's been listening. See, Swami, he says that Soyam Dayananda, I am that Dayananda, that you have been recommended, Rambachan is my student. Oh, really? Whole new knowledge takes place. Why? Because here he is saying that, in Soyam Devadatta iti vakyam, tad artho or the meaning of the sentence. Soyam Devadatta, between the words there will be what is known as? What is the arrangement of words called? Samanadikarnyam. Different words having different objects, different meaning, referring to the same object. But in Soyam Devadatta, it says, Tatkala Etatkala Vishishta Devadatta. Saha refers to Devadatta of that time and place. I am refers to Devadatta of this time and place. This new role he is playing. Therefore, he says, Vakhyartasya Amshe Virodhat. The roles are different, no? There is Virodha. And, but that which is being conditioned by Tat and Etat. What is the Lakshyam? The person. The person is not the opposite, no? Devadatta as a naval officer. Devadatta as a monk. Between the role of a naval officer and role of a monk cannot be the same. Some person cannot be the both at the same time. But we are talking of that time and this time. Person can be the same or not be the same. Yeah, was it there, no? Therefore, that person is called Vishishtam. What is conditioned? What is qualified by? What is qualified by Saha? What is qualified by I am? What is qualified? The person. That person, he says, ದೇವದತ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಸ್ಯ ವಾಕ್ಯಾರ್ಥಸ್ಯ ಅಂಶೇ ವಿರೋಧ ಅವಿರುದ್ಧ ತತ್ಕಾಲೇ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟಂ ಪರಿತ್ಯಜ್ಯ. ಅವಿರುದ್ಧಂ ದೇವದತ್ತ ಅಂಶ ಮಾತ್ರ ಲಕ್ಷಯತಿ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಸೋಯಂ ದೇವದತ್ತ ಆರ್ ವೆನ್ ಮೈ ಗುರುಜಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಸೋಯಂ ದಯಾನಂದ, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ದಯಾನಂದ ವಾಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ವೆರ್ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಅವೇ ಅಂತ, ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ದ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಆರ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯ? ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ದ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್? ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಮಿಥ್ಯ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯ ಇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾತ್ವಂ ಗಾಟ್ ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್, ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್? ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾತ್ವಂ, ಇನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ದ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾತ್ವಂ ಇಸ್ ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟ್ರಿ, ದ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟ್ರಿ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾತ್ವಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ನಾನ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟ್ರಿ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿಟೈನ್ಡ್. ಆರ್ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್? ದಟ್ ಗೈ, ದಟ್ ರೋಲ್ ನೇವಲ್ ಆಫೀಸರ್ ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್, ದಿಸ್ ರೋಲ್ ಸಾಧು ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ರೋಲ್ ಐ ಮಿಥ್ಯ, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಬಿಹೈಂಡ್? ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಹೇ ಸೇಮ್ ಗಾಯ್, ಸೇಮ್ ಗಾಯ್, ರೋಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್, ಸೇಮ್ ಗಾಯ್. ಆರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್? ಸಮನ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಬಂಪರ್ ಗಾಯ, ಬಂಪರ್ ಹೈ ಕೆ ಅಭಿ ಅಂದರ್ ಗಾಯ ಕೆ ಉಪರ್ ಸೇ ಗಾಯ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ರಾ ಯಾ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಇಟ್. Someone meets me like this. In fact, it happened to me another place, Pune. I was talking. And somebody walked in and sat in this class. Familiar guy. That time I was in white. I had not yet taken the saffron robe. But dadi hai, white robes hai. And I was known as Ram Mohan only, invite, not yet changed my name. So he comes to me after the time, he says, you know, I knew one Ram Mohan in Bombay who was a Sindhya Marine. I smiled, Clarence, is that you? He said, yes, you're the same. I said, yes, I'm the same. The Ram Mohan in US Marine, Sindhya Marine, because that term revealed to me what the guy was. Because that's the term we coined for his Marine trainees, we called ourselves Sindhya Marine. Because we were doing our training in Sindhya workshop. The practical training was in India, it was Sindhya Marine. So look at it. The guy he knew as Ram Mohan as a Marine training, the guy he sees here as a speaker. More than 20 years as father, was in the 70s, this was in the 90s. So, 20 saal ho gaya, lot of changes in both of us. Lot of changes in both of us. Is it the same? Doubt hai. So the role dropped. Person is the same. No contradiction, it's simple. This is how your understanding takes place. Why is it explaining the lakshana so much? Because this is how you understand. If you don't understand in this manner, you will get lost in the argument, what is God, whether God is necessary, not necessary, duality, non-duality, mein chakkar mein phas jayega. If you don't understand it like this. Now let us look at it. One example is clear, kuch doubt hai toh puch lo. If there is, example is still bumper, ask me. I will explain it differently also. Clear about the example, okay. Then he says,
sir, please give another example.
Okay. Just show me your book, Vedanta Sara. Hold it up. Just hold it up. That book is this book. It looks different here.
Our
Can you see? Content is same. So what are you negating? The apparent differences, appearances. Content is same. ఓకి వేదాంత సారా ఏమి వేదాంత ఓయి సదానందాక ఏమి సదానందాక ఓయి అబ్బి రామకృష్ణ మిషన్ కా ఏమి రామకృష్ణ మిషన్ వాట్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ లుక్స్ డిఫరెంట్ సో వాట్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ వాట్ మిథ్యా నెగేటెడ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇస్ సేమ్ వి యూజ్ దిస్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ బట్ వీ డోంట్ సీ హౌ అవర్ మైండ్ ఇస్ వర్కింగ్ దట్స్ ఆల్ హియర్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ హౌ యువర్ మైండ్ ఇస్ వర్కింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ Of course, problems can happen, also happen. Like in yesterday's Archie comics. Yesterday's paper. Archie, you don't recognize when we wear new clothes. I can see that you have worn a new shirt and you got a new hairstyle. You know? So that turns around, who's Archie? Oops, sorry. I thought you were my friend Archie. I said, mistake was it? That's called Adhyasa. That's not called Lakshana, okay? That's Adhyasa. If there's Adhyasa, you need to get rid of that Adhyasa, and very often it's used Lakshana, you use it. Or you can say straight, it's not Archie. Okay, fine.
Swamiji, I am bad. Some of the Laden is also bad, right?
Huh? I am that?
And Osama bin Laden is also bad.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the second part.
Osama bin Laden is also
that, yes? I will tell him the same thing. Even though, after I say that, the next response may be to fire my rifle or a pistol that I have in my hand. That is what people can't reconcile. Correct? So that reconciling we'll do right now. That reconciling is what is difficult. How to reconcile the functional from the absolute? Problem comes only there. If you understand Mithyatvam, there is no problem.
But that's what, because in that glimpse of getting it here, when you start seeing it in others as well, and then the conflict arises, because then when you do see people...
Agreed. I have to do that. Therefore, let us look at it. Let's get the glimpse and then we'll resolve the conflict. Okay? Okay. Tatha, in the same manner, Tattva Masayadi Vakya, and its meaning, పరోక్షత్వ అపరోక్షాది విశిష్ట చైతన్య ఏకత్వ లక్షణస్య వాక్యార్థాంశే నౌ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ తత్వమసి తత్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్ జగత్ కారణం బ్రహ్మన్ ఈశ్వర త్వం స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్ జీవ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర డోంట్ గోయింగ్ టు ఐ ఆమ్ దట్ ఐ యామ్ ఆస్కింగ్ యూ సింపుల్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర జగత్ కారణం బ్రహ్మన్ సో వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ లుక్ ఇన్ ద లైట్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ హీ హెస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్స్ వై ఐ మేడ్ యుల్ ఐ ఆస్డ్ యుల్ అండ్ మేక్ యుల్ ఐ ఆస్డ్ యుల్ టు రైట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ అవేర్నెస్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ ద టోటాలిటీ కరెక్ట్ అవేర్నెస్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ యాజ్ ద టోటాలిటీ అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ త్వం అవేర్నెస్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ ఉపాధి రిమెంబర్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వన్ ట్రీ అండ్ ఫారెస్ట్ Okay, one bucket of water and a lake, all that we saw. Then you said the space conditioned by one tree, space conditioned by the forest, one space. Right or wrong? All these are Vedanta Sara examples. The space occupied by one bucket of water, the space occupied by the whole ocean. Space is one. Similarly here he says, what is it that prevents you from understanding I am Ishvara? Yeah. What do you mean I am Ishvara? How can I be Ishvara? I can only create confusions. Ishvara created the whole world. Confusions I am good in creating. Udna creativity hai. So, I am a finite entity. How do you say you are finite? Because what you see is what you get. Is that what you see? Is that the real you? Is that the you? Remember that who am I question? Which I always say the only question worth asking or answering in Vedanta. So I negate from my idea of myself, I negate what? All that is negatable. Body, mind, etc. Why is it negatable? Because it is mithya. Understand this. Because it is really not me. That is why, if my even if I don't have an understanding that I'm independent of body and mind, understanding Vedanta will become difficult. Because I'm too caught up. Because of our modern idea. Body love. Self love I can understand. Body love okay. Body love means pamper yourself. Okay. Feel nice and pampered. If that's how you're grown up, then I will put you through a boot camp. Get rid of all that pampering. Look, I'm tough and strong. Body is an instrument. Are you getting the idea there? This is where people get caught up. How can I be Ishvara comes up because the idea of I is lost in the folds of my stomach. Body identification is so strong. Hey, please identify yourself with the body and look after it. I have one body to look after. Looking after another body is too much of a headache. Any person who has been cooking for their families and all know that very well. Looking after another body is out. Cholesterol release karne ka, ye karne ka, wo karne ka, oh God, too much of a headache. But it is negatable in my understanding. In my understanding of I can understand myself as independent of everything else. That is what? Direct meaning of I or the implied meaning of I?
Implied.
Now, as Jahar Lakshana, are you throwing the whole I away?
No.
Are you adding something to the I?
No.
One part you are throwing away, one part you are retaining. I, awareness, I am. What I am not, I have negated. Correct? Therefore, from awareness manifest in this individual unit, the individual unit is negated. What is retained? I awareness. In my understanding of Ishvara, Ishvara is manifest in the totality. What is totality? What do you see? What is that? Mithya, negatable. Therefore, what is the truth of Ishvara? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahman. We saw that in Taittiriya. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahman. That's the reality behind Ishvara. Everything else about Ishvara is what? Mithya. Negatable. In your understanding, negatable. Correct or not? Have you thrown out the idea of Ishvara? No, because functionally is valid, no? Functionally is valid. You're not thrown out the whole idea. You've thrown out the mithya for the time being. The time being, you've thrown out the mithya, negated the mithya. What is retained? Satyam Jnanam Anantam. And what is here? Satyam Jnanam Anantam. What else is there? Pure awareness. What is there? Awareness manifests in totality. Awareness manifests in individual. Awareness is what? Not two. It is one. Therefore, Tattvamasi is not saying two is becoming one. He is saying there is only one. You thought it was two. Therefore, I am constrained to say you are Ishvara. What he is actually saying is, there is neither separate Ishvara nor separate individual. There is only one pure awareness. In understanding of Tattvam, you see, all that is there is, there is only one awareness, which is me. Correct? This is understanding. Avishishtam parityajya aviruddham akhandam chaitanya matram lakshayati. Therefore that aviruddham, unopposed, non-contradictory, pure awareness is implied in Tattvamasi. So Tattvamasi is what? It is not equating two things. The equation vanishes only in oneness. It's a vanishing equation. What is there is only one pure awareness. नथिंग एल्स, बस छोड़ो और को सब बात इतना ही है. क्लियर? हाँ. नाउ हाउ आई एम गोइंग टू फंक्शन, हाउ आई एम गोइंग टू फंक्शन, आई एम फंक्शनिंग एज वॉट, मीन यू फंक्शन, वॉट स्टैंड पॉइंट आर यू टेकिंग? मिथ्या स्टैंड पॉइंट. मिथ्या स्टैंड पॉइंट इज वन यूनिट, सो हाउ विल आई फंक्शन एज ईश्वर और एज जीवा? वॉट टाइप ऑफ ए जीवा? रियल जीवा और अपेरेंट जीवा? अपेरेंट बिकॉज आई एम प्योर अवेयरनेस. अभी जीवत्व का रोल कर रहा हूँ, करेक्ट और नॉट? जीवत्व इज अ रोल, फाइनिट्यूड इज अ रोल. मजा आता है, प्ले इट एंड देन दिस रोल विल से गॉड गिव मी अ ब्रेक, ओके आई एम गोइंग टू डू ऑल दीज थिंग्स. कैन यू सी दैट गॉड डजंट डिसअपीयर फ्रॉम योर लाइफ, लाइफ बिकॉज योर लाइफ इज विद इन द मिथ्या वर्ल्ड. No, no, I want to live in awareness. You can live in the knowledge that you are awareness. You can't live in awareness. Why? Because you are awareness. How can you live in awareness? You are living in the knowledge that I am awareness. And playing the role on the stage of life. On the stage of life, which we call this world, playing a role. You have your entry, you have your exit. Both you don't have control over. In between.
You are too caught up in the role.
That's the whole problem. That's why I've been keeping on negating roles all the time. You're too caught up in the role. Yeah. That's why I take you all on camp where you can drop the role at least for 3 days. But just be a student. Oh, mama, papa, forgotten, chalo. Cooking, baking, all forgotten, everything taken care of. Drop that role. Drop that role. So we have the fun. But don't get so caught up in the fun, you miss the reality. Why do you want fun? Because you want Ananda. Hey, go right to the heart of Ananda itself. Otherwise, you're missing the main thing. You know what is it called in Vedanta? You're carrying a laddu in your hand. You drop the laddu in licking your hand. Pindam utrijya karam leti. All traditional examples this is. Because there are people who will feel like that, naturally. Because some roles are fun, no doubt about it. Who said no? Who said
no?
So where is, what balance between the two? There is no two. Where is the two?
No, in the Pali, Mithya.
Between Satyam and Mithya, you want to have a balance, not possible.
But in your daily life, in your daily, day-to-day life, playing the various roles that you are playing,
yeah.
Then you have to have a balance between playing the roles also and trying to understand.
So you're saying you need to have a balance of roles between your role, as I say, mother, wife, etc., and student of Vedanta.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody says no to that. Nobody says no to that. Between the balances between two roles, not between the knowledge and. There's no balance there. There's only dismissal there. Yeah, even roles you can have a balance because you're playing two roles, no? You might as well have a balance. Samatvam yoga muchyate, that balance in life is yoga. But balance is between roles. Balance is not between the absolute and the finite. There cannot be a balance. That's why I said, Osama bin Laden is also nothing but satyam jnanam anantam. In that upadhi, is he capable of understanding it? I don't think so. Why? Too much of hatred. Too much of wanting to dominate and too much. Therefore, too much of a problem for the other mithya entities. Therefore, one mithya entity you negate, chop off his head. Finished. Extreme case. Now what to do? You must have compassion. Of course I'll have compassion. So very compassionately I'll chop off his head. With lot of compassion. Poor guy. In fact, the chopping off his head is helping him. Why? Next lifetime he can do off, move on to better things. This lifetime he'll get stuck there. More negative samskaras he'll build up. So chop his head off.
After the karmas he has done as a Oshwana.
Oh, then he'll have to pay.
What sort of a next
life? So he'll pay for it. Somewhere you get some. Thoda buddhi aa jayega kabhi na kabhi.
Bahut dheere.
Take care. 10 lifetime le. How many lifetimes have we taken? Billions of it. So he took billion plus 10. Kuch farak pada? उसको फर्क पड़ा ना, इसके लिए चॉप ऑफ इज है. कैन यू सी, इसके लिए चॉप ऑफ इज है. न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे गीता. देयर कॉन्ट बी एक्सक्यूज फॉर यू टू गो एंड बैश अप योर नेबर बिकॉज़ यू डोंट लाइक हर. कैन यू सी द डिफरेंस इन दिस. यू हैव द नॉलेज ऑफ दैट एब्सोल्यूट रियलिटी दैट आई एम. आई हैव दैट नॉलेज ऑफ इट, देन आई फंक्शन इन द वर्ल्ड प्लेइंग मिथ्या रोल्स. So in the mithya rules are applicable or not? Tennis is a game, correct? It's a game. But there are therefore it's mithya. So mithya. There are mithya rules applicable or not applicable? Then can you say no? For this shot, outside is inside. Ball lander out there, no. Either mithya, another you take it as inside. You can't do that.
Fixed match.
Yeah, mithya rules for mithya game. The mithya life, mithya rules. The mithya rules is called dharma. Common, universal. You follow that. No issues. For a wise person, not an issue. If you are taking that mithya as absolute, then all the problems start. That's why without satyam in mithya, there is no negation, there is no Vedanta possible. That's why understanding the satyam mithya becomes the most important thing. Most important thing, because how will negation take place? I have to see that everything that I have taken myself to be is mithya standpoint. Including that of a teacher and a sadhu. Mithya.
Huh?
Of course, dharma is mithya. No, not absolute. That's why the same Veda that talks about dharma talks about freedom from dharma for the wise person. Ko vidhi, ko nisheda, he says. What is there that I can tell the wise person to do or not to do? Complete freedom is given. He can break all rules of dharma, he can. Will he? Why should he? Why should he break all rules? Why should he break? When do you break a rule anyway? When you want something so badly that you don't mind it getting by hook or by crook. Hook you want. If hook you can't get, then you'll go by crook. You are Ananda, you don't need anything. Therefore, by hook you don't need it. Why are you going to ever go by crook? So dharma remains ornamental for the wise person. Ornamental. Because it helps society functioning. It helps prevent confusion in the students. Just imagine what will be if at the end of the day you all walk into a bar and you find me there sitting down enjoying my with another companion next to me. Yeah. One or two of you may be happy also. Are ya? Swamiji kar de jara mera. अरे गुरु जी करते तो मेरा अभी करना क्या बने. वन और टू ऑफ यू मे बी हैप्पी बट मेनी ऑफ यू विल बी कंफ्यूज्ड. सो सम सॉर्ट ऑफ स्ट्रक्चर ही विल फॉलो इन टू द सोसाइटी ही इज इन सो दैट नोबडी इज कंफ्यूज्ड और अपसेट अबाउट इट. इन स्पाइट ऑफ दैट पीपल कैन बी कंफ्यूज्ड एंड अपसेट. आई टोल्ड यू दैट बिफोर माई क्लास आई वेंट फॉर अ वॉक विद अ फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन ए लेडी फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन एट महालक्ष्मी पार्क. And a student who had just come for two of my lectures sees me there. Guruji, what are you doing here? I said, having a walk. What do you expect me in Mahalakshmi Park to do? I have a walk. Yeah, in the race course. I have a walk. She stopped coming for my class. Ladki ko saath chalta tha. Correct. It's okay, it's her choice. I'm not upset with it. I'm making a joke out of it. So some law etc. will be followed, some dharma will be followed, dharma will be followed. So that there is no too much of confusion. But that doesn't mean, oh dharma followed. Either here everyone takes drugs, he will also start taking drugs. Because he has to make people comfortable. No, it doesn't go to ridiculous extents, it goes to normal extents. Are you getting the idea? That functioning with this knowledge in society. The problem comes when you think I must function as all-pervading awareness. But all-pervading awareness is not available for functioning. Remember the Mandukya Karika? Avyavaharyam. It is defined as not available for functioning. It's defined like that. Because if it's available for functioning, it will become a finite entity. Yeah, exactly. Hey, this is available for functioning, not awareness pure and simple. Not awareness pure and simple. That's not available for functioning. That is the base for all functionings. That's the base on which all functionings are superimposed. Adhyastham. Therefore, where is the problem? I'm all pervading awareness, correct? Then, why are you having a cup of coffee? Because I'm feeling sleepy. All pervading awareness feels sleepy. Even when I am asleep, I am awake. Now look at my language. This will seem like Ramana's language. Even when I am asleep, I am awake. Fact taken hai, but looks paradoxical. How else are you going to reveal the truth? Even when I am asleep, I am not asleep. When I am awake, I am not awake. Because only if I slept can I be awake. Yeah?
Indulging into other mithya.
No. Look at it. I can live in the knowledge of awareness, the knowledge that I am awareness, and do everything else. No?
So, for some people, it is that only those kind of activities.
That is a myth that has been propagated, actually speaking by the yoga characters.
Yeah. Swamiji, nahi. Awareness, I'm just giving an example. Yeah. If in awareness one of you was functioning, but he is not only the one. So, Swami Kannanji Maharaj ka, abhi just few days back I heard, there was one, in those days it seems, you know, whenever there was a celebration, there was one Raja whose time ka koi, so unko yahan pe beta hua. So, Swami ji bole ki beta hua, so they celebrated, aur Baba ko le gaye, Oya Baba ko yahan pe. So, tabhi na nartaki, the wife, some word he used to dance karwate the Raja log. So Maharaj ji ko wahan le gaye. Maharaj ji ko le gaye wahan pe bole. To Maharaj ji usko dekh rahe the. And jo le gaye the unko, unse pehle 100 pe diye, phir 200 diye. And he kept giving. So the Raja is telling Maharaj ji, unke jo bhakti the Raja, to bole ki Maharaj ji, ye to tawa, you know, she is a nachne wali. So Maharaj ji bole, arey main to unko sakshat Saraswati dekha.
See, these are, okay, understand this, these are stories which either is created by devotees to show the greatness of this person, or let us say the person has actually done this. It is another form of teaching. Saying, you, one second, now return.
My mother in India.
Problem. I can look at it as other one psychological problem. Listen, now try to understand this. What I am trying to say, now you will try to understand. Okay? This Baba must have seen all these characters looking at the dancers with lecherous eyes. Okay? Let me teach them something. Okay? Experiential learning. So, oh, you are looking at her as a dancer, as a court dancer, someone who is available for sale. I am looking at her as Saraswati herself. Why? She is a goddess of dance. It was a form of teaching. Don't take it literal. Don't take it literally. Are you getting the idea? These stories, they are all coming under what? What do the stories come under? Arthavada. Remember? Arthavada. Highlighting something. All the stories and these things are meant to highlight something. So, if you really saw the mother, there is something problematic in a psychological thing. He is illustrating something through that. That's a different thing. Yeah?
Can it not be taken as you've given the example of Sunita looking at somebody who is fair?
Correct.
As a fail, because that person had more.
So you mean to say, only Saraswati is pure awareness, the dancer is not pure awareness?
So again, it is.
Because he used the word Saraswati, I put it in as Arthavada. Saraswati is also pure awareness, the dancer is also pure awareness, Osama bin Laden is also pure awareness. Can you see that? That is living in the knowledge. How will you deal with them? Saraswati, will you go and say, oh, Goddess, please teach me? She'll say, well, I can teach you, but what I will teach, do you want to learn? I'm very skilled in it, what do you want to learn? Correct or not? If you want to learn, go to her. She'll teach. She's an expert in that. But are you wanting to learn that, number one? Because each has their own expertise. No? She has her expertise. You respect the expertise. No problems. Yeah. But you can't learn. Bless me with the knowledge of Sanskrit. He says, I don't know that. Or bless me with the knowledge of Vedanta, unless she knows. If she knows, well, she'll teach. Yeah. If she doesn't, you can't. Goddess of Saraswati, all knowledge you can get from her. So you can't take it like that. No? Literally, you can't take it. You can't take it literally. You have to take it as Arthavada only. So that was a form of him telling this character, hey, learn to look at a woman with more respect and things like that. Learn to admire the skill and the dance in her, not just as an object, don't just objectify her. That was his teaching there. But you know, in India we have a tendency to put people on a pedestal. Are Baba, always Gyan mein hi tha. That means when Turiya Baba, he called Bandara mein bulaya aur Bandara khata tha. Tabhi awareness chale gaya ke. Remember that statement in this book? Yatra yatra mano yati, tatra tatra samadaya. Wherever the wise person's mind goes, that mind is in samadhi. Why? The mind is awake to the knowledge of awareness. Just like how the others are awake to the knowledge of the body, etc. In the same way, the wise person is awake to the knowledge that I am nothing but limitless awareness. And with that knowledge, you play the role. Big deal. No problem. We think being in that knowledge is always, that is spoken only by the ignorant, not by the wise. Balaha pravadanti natu jnaninaha. Everyone who knows the truth, you know, what is it? Jo hai hai yaar, aur kya, aur kuch nahi. You take it. That wisdom lies lightly on a person who knows the truth. It has to lie like that. How else can it lie? It has to be like that. You don't have to be honest. Then how will you function? You think Bhishma did know he was all-pervading awareness when he fought the battle of Mahabharata? Deliberately giving Bhishma's example. Ruthlessness. When he fought a battle, he was a warrior. Warriors are ruthless. You mean to say there is no room for compassion in a warrior's life? There is. Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention is the compassion that is brought into a warrior's life. But can you say, I am a warrior, but I cannot kill. Then, jake Baba banjo. Be a Babaji. Don't be a warrior on the battlefield. Bhishma was. Even the battlefield, he didn't lose sight of the fact of what he was. Remember, otherwise, when Shikhandi attacks, he couldn't leave down his bow. And say, no, I made my vow. He was playing the role of a person who was like that. My vow, I will not fight a woman. Arrows are piercing him. Only a warrior and a wise person rolled together can do that. Nobody recognizes wisdom until much later when Krishna tells him, hey, there is an ocean of wisdom lying down, waiting for his death. Let's go and drink from that fountain of wisdom. Then they go and ask and all the thing. Then the whole thing comes out. Then people realize what a wise person he was. Wise in terms of worldly affairs, kingly affairs, etc., as well as in this knowledge, both yours. Roll kar raha.
Rama also said, Lakshman to.
Yeah, correct, same thing. Hanuman, all these people, all these role playing. You don't have to go around. Bhishma, battlefield. Bokeh, Arun, I'm all pervading. Is that how you want? Krishna? When Radha came to Krishna, did Krishna say, Satyam Janam Anantam Brahma? Radha would have an idiot. Radha would have walked on idiot, Holke. That happened to Arjuna. In the human body, he went to heaven because Indra was his father. No? Pandu was surrogate father. Indra was his real father. There he meets Ramba. And Ramba approaches him, tries to woo him. I see mother in you. Ramba curses him. Be a eunuch, you are useless. That's why he said, you think mother, no problem. Arjuna has a problem. Then he goes to his father and says, I say, so, okay. So Indra calls Ramba and says, he comes in the earthly form. He can't understand our principles and our rules. He can't understand that. He will withdraw your curse. He said, okay. But since I have cursed him, it cannot go completely ineffective. It will affect him for 1 year. And the year of his choice. But 1 year is to suffer that.
Therefore, you
roll back. EPA was rolled back. So it's a rollback over here. 1 year and your choice. That's why we say Urvashi Shapam Upakaram. The curse of a woman like that actually can help you. Why? How could Arjuna be in disguise? Maharati Arjuna, how will he go in disguise? Bhima at least had another function because of which he could disguise himself. As a great cook. Arjuna did not have that. All his life he was born and bred a warrior only. Other thing was art and dance he had. The sensitive side, art, music, dance. So he took that curse on himself as a eunuch at that time for that 1 year. Disguise. Who will think a eunuch is Maharati Arjuna? So this is where it is. Don't think that a wise person is going around functioning like this. Everything is other. Or everything is Saraswati. You get it? For Saddarshanam. For the ignorant and the wise person, the I exists. The ignorant person's I stops at the body, wise persons, the whole universe is inside. It's there, the body and the whole universe itself. For the ignorant, the wise person, the world exists. The ignorant sees only the world. The wise person sees the world and the reality that is behind the whole thing. It's not for us. It's not that he doesn't see the world. If he doesn't see the world, how can he function? Panika is a beaver, forget everything else. How can you even drink a glass of water? Forget what other things you put in the glass. Panika is a beer. Forget everything else. How can you? So understand this, there is no balance of functioning. The knowledge has to be complete, only then functioning is possible. Otherwise, thoda kaisa confusion rahega. That's why I say, in functioning, follow dharma. The advice is given to the student. In functioning, follow dharma. Have Isharapanam, Prasada Buddhi, etc. Until you know the truth. Until the truth is complete in you. So how will it view? Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, all that he will say here. He brings yoga also into the picture. As preparation. That's why when I taught you all the Yoga Sutra, I said it's preparation for Vedanta. No? Because he brings it here. Yoga also brings in. Ashtanga Yoga he brings in this book. All that how you live. So that the knowledge settles in you. Clear up to now? Any other questions? Is this clear? Or are there any questions? Because it's not how fast we finish the text that is important. Okay. It is a question of understanding how much it is. Yeah?
So Swamiji, in Mithya also then there will be a gradation. If I am a Swami Bin Laden, I will not come to this at this stage. So I have to have that kind of selection.
Of course.
What kind of activities.
Of course. In Mithya, you will select your, you will be selective in your functioning in the Mithya world. No? You will be natural. You better be. Otherwise, terrorist is coming, usko kya jadoo ko jhappi dega kya?
Kaise ho jayega?
He is coming with a loaded gun. You can't. Better not also. Forget can't, you better not. He has to be treated differently. He has to be handled differently. Someone is coming with a desire to learn. How do you handle that person? Differently. No? Yeah. Someone is coming. You see, therefore, everyone you handle according to how they come to you. This is all the game, part of the game. Vyavahara. So the differences are kept in Vyavahara, but you know the, all the differences are Mithya, therefore it's not a problem. You are Satyam. If you are Satyam, the differences of Mithya does not create a problem for you. Difference of Mithya is always there. That's why it's Mithya, because there are differences. Huh? Because it is apparent. Because it's not real. He talked about seeing the mother in you to a prostitute. If you had a wife, you would see the mother and the wife also. Problem, romance is killed right there. Functioning is gone. And if you see like that, probably that's what created this myth. All Indian men are mama's boys. No.
Why is
the myth? It is gone because not true. Because then they would see mother in you. Both seva karta tha, nahi karta hai na. Wife ka bada sari seva karta hai. That's why it's a myth. It's really mama's boys. Only in some areas they are. Some are, not all. Are you getting this? This is the whole idea of things. And this has to be clear. Yeah?
So, if you are a wise person and you are aware, does it make your judgment of the Mithya world also immaculate?
Troubles functioning.
Judgment of the Mithya world, it doesn't mean that a wise man never makes mistakes in the Mithya world.
Of course, he'll make mistakes. Yeah, because Mithya, na, he doesn't know all the details of Mithya. You know the whole thing is Mithya. He doesn't know the details of Mithya. Like someone comes and asks me for. Swamiji, you know the truth. I said, yeah. You're very objective with respect to the world. Yes, very objective. Okay? How should I invest in shares? I don't know anything about it. Make a bold. Go to my friend Nandu.
No, that's an extreme example.
No, you can make mistake in understanding a person. Someone comes and tells you something. You can make a mistake of taking it too literal. You know, if you your mind was preoccupied with something, you're thinking of something. The person comes and says, so you don't really care, huh? And you're looking in this, no, I do care. Now look at it. Instead of an empathetic response, okay, hey, you really feel like that, huh? I've been ignoring you. That would be a nice empathetic response. You're feeling ignored, no? Okay, sit, let's have a chat. That would be what is really expected. But a wise person also can be preoccupied and not come up with a response like that. So that mistake you can make. No, of course not. And he's still looking at the book. It can happen for a wise person also, no? Because that's the humanness. Functioning is human, no? Human role. Therefore, the human limitations will be there. So, you can make a mistake like that.
What if that mistake will not affect him?
Affect him, it can affect the other person. Yeah. Like I was saying in the yesterday's class. Hmm? This person, who has been a teacher for some years, got married. And I know him well, I know his wife. And his wife is coming and telling me last month, you know your friend, no? I said, kya ho gaya? Too laid back. Ah, nothing. He doesn't share any of his feelings with me, you know. See, he doesn't tell you he loves you. Ah, that he says. That he says, no? Good. You're happy with that. But then what? No, if he's upset or something like that. So probably he's not upset with it. No, but it is something like this happened. Yeah, it happened. Then I turned around to this one. Hey, learn to empathize, yaar. You live like a, you had lived a single person too long. Learn to empathize. Are me kabhi kiya nahi aisa kara me. You have to, those lessons you still have to learn, no? So those type of things will still be there in a wise person. Doesn't know the law of the land. Mistakes can be made. May have ignored something. Let's say this wise person is an athlete. Maharaj Apurva says, ek notification mila, dekha ne, negligent about it. Hey, I normally don't take a banned substance. Yeah? Abhi, oh, banned substance, I mean, what you normally was not banned has been taken in, then what? You ignore it. It can happen to a wise person also. I'm not saying Maria is a wise person. But I'm saying, if to a wise person, same mistake can happen. Tax laws, he didn't pay a tax. Not realizing it. A mistake. Only he won't flee the country. He'll say, okay, Baba, whatever is there, I'll face up to it. Find this, that, whatever. I'll handle it. Or, I'm not saying Ravi Shankar is a wise person, or he is not wise, I'm not saying either, but certain mistakes have been made there. And more attack than necessary is also happening. More attack than necessary is also happening. Because probably people can't, NGOs are struggling to raise a few crores, and this guy has raised 60 crores for that program. So people, there are a lot of jealousies can also be there, you know, in all that complaint and things like that. When the Yamuna is stinking and the Art of Living volunteers were cleaning it up, nobody said anything. Now when they're doing a program there, all these people have come up. Where were all the activists gone? When he was all the volunteers were cleaning up the Ganga for the last 3 years. I mean, the Yamuna, it was happening. They were working on it, that much I know. They were working on it. I'm not an Art of Living supporter. I think it's a very silly organization in many things. Yeah, but that apart, fact is fact. They were doing good work there. That time they kept quiet. So how do you know all the complaints are not out of jealousy coming in? I think a lot of it is out of that. Or a lot of it is deliberate complaints. To pull down someone. To pull down someone. Yeah. Because he has raised 60 crores for it. Hum logo ko 5 crore rupaye ka mushkil ho jata hai. 60 crores. He's smart.
Very smart.
His company is estimated to be more 2000 plus crores.
Yeah.
The richest Baba going around.
And all that FMCG companies scared of this. Asaram,
who's scared?
Son has done the complaint.
Huh?
Yeah, Asaram, Bhakti's son. Yeah, his son has done the complaint against Ravi Ravi Shankar. Yeah.
Poor guy himself is in jail, he has to distract.
What a word. Asaram.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if some of it is out of sheer jealousy.
Yes, sir.
If some of it is out of sheer jealousy. Nay, but the answer was, remember the answer was to the question, can a wise person make a mistake? Of course he can. Like I almost made a mistake. Almost. What is that? Somebody gave me a land. I said, chalo Baba, ashram aayega? Yeah. Okay, we can put up an ashram setup. And now this is a major important thing. Putting up an ashram is a major activity. So normally for a major activity like this, I will refer to my astrologer friend, you know. So bola, hey, just check up, everything will go smoothly or not. He starts scratching his head. So there is some problem, I don't know what it is. I said, now how do you know what it is? So let's do a small puja there. If there is any problem, it will come up. Okay, tell you. This is in Panvel. I don't know whether you were there for it, no?
Yeah.
Beginning, first time when you all knew.
Yeah.
You were there, yeah. So, kar diya. Problem came up within a week. forest land. So what can I build up in a forest land? But supposing I had submitted plans, this, that, etc., then I would be making a really genuine mistake. Correct? That in forest land you want permission to build. That's criminal. Correct? I didn't know that. The records didn't show it. At least the records that were shown to me didn't show it. Then the person who was offering the land also admitted. Abhi kya karega old? As a pehla bolne ka tha na. But he had his agenda for offering that land. So okay. People have. It's all right. So what is that land? Land is available to be laying down there. Yeah.
When Puja Swamiji was unwell, Rama Ramdev came in a Range Rover and Modi came in Tata Safari.
Yeah. It's okay. These are all things that happen. Yeah. This happened with Narayan Murthy and my nephew Santosh. So Santosh and his boss was meeting Narayan Murthy at a hotel because they were handling his advertisement. This is years ago, from 15 years back. So the boss and he is going in an Audi and Narayan Murthy came in an old Contessa. And Narayan Murthy is saying, great style. Huh? To his boss, Santosh's boss. Great style. But the boss was smart. Media guy, okay, smart. He says, but you have the substance, sir. So it is not that a wise person is perfect in his functioning. He is not. He is as fallible as any other human being. But there is no intention to do anything wrong. The intention is not to do anything wrong. Now, there are times when sometimes mistakes has happened by wise person, serious enough mistakes which the person should have been aware of as a human being. I've been aware of. That's what you call prabala prarabdha, strong prarabdha. Because of that, these mistakes happen. Because he was meant to go through something. For to go through something, some things had to happen. So it's okay. It happened. That also will happen. But a wise person will happily go through that mistake, will happily go through the consequences of the mistake also. He won't feel any less for it. Yeah, he won't say, I'm not Ananda. Take care. Mistake, okay, okay, pay the price for it. That's it. What else? Make amends for it. What else? Are you getting the idea? This is in terms of function. So don't equate. When you are equating Jiva with Ishvara, what you are equating is the content there, the reality there. And saying, I am nothing but limitless awareness. This is how it has to be received. So how the knowledge has to be received is as important as how it is taught. In fact, more important. More important than what I teach is what you understand. Because finally, that's how it is going to affect your life. Yeah. What I teach is based on what I know. But unless you understand that, my teaching is incomplete. Therefore, how is this Tattvamasi Upadesha received? Okay. Now tell me, can it be received in any other manner than the teaching itself? It has to be exactly as the teaching is given. Achha. तो गुरुजी ने मेरे को तत्वमसी बोला, मैं इसको वापस बोला तत्वमसी. बिकॉज सी ऑल महावाक्यस आर मीन द सेम. वेदर आई यूज तत्वमसी और सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम ब्रह्मन, इट इज द सेम मीनिंग. बट इन टीचिंग जनरली इट इज तत्वमसी, बिकॉज आई हैव टू ब्रिंग यू इनटू द पिक्चर ना. And say, you are nothing but pure awareness. I have to reveal that. So generally, it will be statements like Tattvamasi. That's why it becomes symbolic of the teaching. And the receiving will be what? That is true. I am that reality. No? So, Aham Brahmasmi. It will be put in that formatting. Meaning is same. Meaning is same. Whether it is Tattvamasi or Aham Brahmasmi, meaning is the same. Akhandartha Bodhakam Vakyam. But the teacher can't say, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. द स्टूडेंट बोलते हैं मेरा गुरु ब्रह्मन है, मैं कुछ नहीं है. Yeah, the student will think like that because the student as it is feeling low. That's why he's come to a teacher to get have some improvement on himself. And the guru says, I'm Brahman. Mera guru mahan hai. Aur main kya hai? So that problem will come in. So automatically he has to say in the teaching that you are Brahman. And the student receiving it cannot reflect it. He has to reflect it with the understanding. And the understanding will have to be, I am Brahman. So in the next section, he is dealing with the Mahavakya, I am Brahman, and showing how does that knowledge take place in your mind? What is the whole process? Like how, what happens in the teaching and how the teaching has to make sense to you, how it is unfolded. Similarly, here, how I receive the teaching and how it makes sense to me. How do I receive the teaching to make the cycle complete? Between the guru and student, the cycle is complete. Only when what is taught is understood as what it is taught. So the completing of the cycle, that we will see next class. I don't want to...
Next week also here only?
Yeah, next week.